This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, along with my co-host Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and each week we explore the creative sector in and around Washtenaw County, and we discover the different ways that it and the people working in the sector impact our lives. Today we're going to look into an underserved part of our community, particularly when it comes to art. And we're going to also explore the returns we get when we all invest in providing services. Deb, welcome back.
David, it's great to be here today, and I'm excited to talk about what our subject is, accessibility. And our guests today are here from the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum. We have Larissa Kaninsky and Gwen Dumlap, who are here with us from the My Turn program. Larissa and Gwen, welcome to Creative Impact.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It is an interesting partnership that has been forged here, and I would like to specifically address the population to which it is serving. And Gwen, I'd like to start with you. As founder of AIM High School, which serves those who are on the autism spectrum, how did you determine that these children needed better exposure to what all of us already have access to?
Well, it started with my son, Ross, when he was young, and we went to the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum, and he was having a great time, but then he had a behavioral issue, and I had to pick him up, kicking and screaming, and have him leave, and there was no way for anyone to help me, and someone said, control your child, and I just was so disappointed because I thought he was getting so much out of this experience, and then we had to leave, and I felt if there had been a place we could have pulled out or some staff or someone who could have helped me, we could have continued to have a great experience with the arts. And so that festered with me for many years. And eventually I went to the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum, just knocked on the door and said, hey, I have this idea. And they were amazing and embraced it.
So Larissa, when this idea was brought forth to the Hands-On Museum, how did you ultimately turn that into a program that is doing such good work for the community?
So after Gwen came to the museum, we actually did a one-off pilot program in September of 2015. We called that Morning at the Museum, and that's exactly what it was. It was an event where we invited families affected by autism or other sensory processing challenges to come in when the museum was closed to the general public, and we just let them experience the museum in their own way. So we made it more comfortable for them. We eliminated the crowds. We turned down some of our super loud sounds and the bright lights, and then that program was such a great success, we realized that we not only needed to continue to do this program, but to make it bigger and involve more people in the community.
So it reached out, and you started doing it on Sunday mornings, and so it became a regular program?
Yep. So as of April 2016, the second Sunday of every month, there is a two-hour My Turn event.
But you didn't stop there. I mean, one of the things I love about the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum and your leadership through your board and then with Mel Drum as well is that he never stops. He thinks about a broader spectrum and in fact reached out to other arts and cultural organizations.
Yep, yeah. So we actually turned this into a very big community-wide program. And in the first 2 years, we got 9 different organizations to all be part of the My Turn team, all putting on sensory-friendly events.
And they're all museums?
So we have several museums as well as a therapeutic riding place. We have the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra, Wild Swan Theater, a local dance studio, Arts in Motion. So it's really been embraced by everyone. And we're actually also starting to expand outside of Washtenaw County to reach more families, and we gained our first partner in Dearborn, the Arab American National Museum, so we're really excited to be able to reach more people and continue to grow this program as big as we can.
And Larissa, who enjoys it more, the kids or those who are coming to perform for and with the kids?
Oh, that is a really tough call. Our staff, everyone's staff and volunteers really, really love working these events. It's actually really easy for us because the parents in these families are so amazing and so on top of everything that the staff is just kind of there to make sure no huge issues happen, but everyone's always really happy. It's everyone's favorite event to ever work. There's always a lot of smiles and sometimes even some tears of overwhelming joy. So it's great for everyone involved.
What's the experience been from your standpoint?
It's been amazing. To watch the families come in and they're kind of looking around because you're used to worrying about the environment for your child and you're trying to make sure everything goes okay and you're trying not to helicopter and watch over too close. And to see them all relax and laugh and enjoy as a family, it's very, very wonderful. And we've had people, we've asked to take their photo and they're like, you want a photo of our family? I mean, like, they are so grateful and so excited.
This is Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about diversity and accessibility in context of the My Turns program at the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum. Our guests today are Larissa Kaninsky, the Accessibility Programs Coordinator at the museum, and Gwen Dunlop, the founder of AIM High School in Farmington Hills. And Gwen, I want to come back to this. We're talking about this program that is specifically designed for those on the spectrum and the families of those on the spectrum, but ultimately there is a larger goal at stake, and that is to mainstream. How is the world opening up for the kids and the families of these kids as they get to go experience this, not only in a special program, but then in the rest of the community as well?
Well, what's exciting is the education piece of this. The Hands-On Museum has done a great job educating their volunteers, and then as our families start to realize, oh, we do have ownership of these places, we can get out there, we can do these amazing things like a typical family, that's really the best part of it. That's what's changing the thought process, and that's what's changing the culture to not seeing these people as strange, but seeing them as part of our society.
That's excellent. And I have to imagine that it broadens not only the staff that are there participating and leading these programs, but also goes beyond that to other people within the organizations. Can you speak to that a bit?
Absolutely. Having a program like My Turn has made such a difference, not just for the families and the community, but for the organizations that have been involved. Our accessibility at the museum has grown so much because we started this program, and we've seen it happen with our partner organizations as well. Some of them have really included accessibility in their missions and visions, which is just incredible to hear. It's definitely a trend that's happening right now in the arts and culture world, and it's wonderful to see that it's not just this one-off program that we're using to serve these families, but an organization as a whole is really trying to become more inclusive and taking on these ideas of universal design and universal design for learning, where you really are thinking about everyone, not just a certain kind of visitor.
Is there anything specific you can point towards that has perhaps shifted in the design aspect for this purpose?
One of the things we actually implemented are these sensory-friendly kits that live in our lobby at the museum, and it's just this little bag hanging on the wall that has some ear defenders to help eliminate some noise. There are sunglasses in there and some fidget toys. So when a family comes into the museum, if they think it might be too overwhelming or that their child needs to fidget with something to be able to focus, they can just grab one of those off the wall. They don't need to ask anyone for it. They don't need to check it out. They can just use it when they need it, put it back if they don't need it. And I think that's something so simple we've done that families have really responded to well.
And if I can kind of follow up with Gwen here, I it seems to me we've talked a lot about the benefits that the kids are getting, the benefits that the families are getting, and some ancillary benefits to the staff and those who are being exposed. But that speaks to the larger benefit to the community. Don't we all benefit? And are we missing it by not trying to look for the benefit of not only the kids being more mainstreamed and out in the public, but allowing us to have exposure to them as well? They have gifts to offer.
They certainly do. And that's just such an important point. We cannot, as a society, carry these people, and we don't need to. They have so much to offer. They can have relationships. They can do jobs. They're amazing. And so given the time and the space and the experiences that other people have who are typical, they can add so much to our community.
So as our time winds down together, I want to touch on two subjects. Is it fear that drives our divide?
Yes, it can be. It can be just you don't know how to react to someone who is sort of repeating something over and over or some sort of physical repetitive movement. But for people to understand that, you know, beyond that is an amazing person. I mean, that's getting rid of the fear and helping people to understand.
And the other is hope. Hope requires action. So what is the action that's going to move us forward toward that end?
Well, just more and more acceptance. There are more and more students and young people and families like this, not less than us, and we should embrace them with the hope that they are going to help us move it all forward.
Well, thank you so much for the work that you're doing and enlightening all of us and providing opportunities. So thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
That is Larissa Kaninsky, the Accessibility Programs Coordinator at the Hands-On Museum in Ann Arbor, and Gwen Dunlop, the founder of AIM High School in Farmington Hills. Deb Pollack, we'll look forward to seeing you next week as well.
Looking forward to it always, David. Thank you.
Deb Pollack is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my co-host for Creative Impact each Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.